I approach the entrance of the school. As I get there, I see myself in the reflection of the door. I'm amazed that no matter how old I get, I'm a man, 5'8" tall, and I still can't find a pair of pants long enough to fit me. I'm also amazed that in this moment, I don't pay any attention to my gait. I open the door for a couple of ladies, and I'm amazed by the amount of bags they have carrying on their arms and in their hands. For me, walking without anything is a conscious act of will. And the word without rings in my head, one of the biggest intangible words ever. I know the less I own, the more worry-free I am. I enter the school, and negative words and phrases of my high school experience ring in my ears. I hear things like crippled creep and you don't look like a senior. I see so many kids doing things to try to be cool. I know in this moment that regardless of what content and curriculum I'm ordered to teach, my main job is this: to make kids realize that from the moment they were conceived, they were genetically designed to be different. So why would you act like somebody you're not? Are you trying to stand out? Sure, your twin is out there, no doubt. They wear what you wear and they do what you do. Your carbon copy, nothing new. But let me ask you this. Do they have your tone, your heartbeat, your mission? Remember, with so many similar variables, remember how you were made. Have no fear. Your individuality is saved. I approach the auditorium. I stop and I look in it. I know that was the place that when in seventh grade, I was chasing a girl around that I had a crush on. Inevitably, when running in the aisle, I fell flat on my face. In this moment and then, I think of my hands. And I think of my physical therapists, Debbie Schmidt and Kathy Trapani. You see, they knew inherently that because of my CP, it was inevitable. I was going to fall every single day of my life. And boy, I have. In 1997, before throwing out the first pitch of the Yankees game, I fell on the top step of the dugout. In 1997, while riding the shuttlecock up to the USC campus with my friend Brett, coming out of it, I fell flat on my face as Brett was inviting me to Thanksgiving dinner with his family. And in 2002, during the player introductions of the College World Series, I again fell on the top step of the dugout. See, Kathy and Debbie knew that 99.9% of my falls were going to be face first. So they knew it was imperative to train my hands to be lightning quick and go out first and prevent me from any further harm. So I look at them. I'm grateful. They show me that life is not about not trying to fall every single day. It's about always trying to get back up. They're a symbol that my life has been less about pain and more about beauty.